Move House Bill 1258 to the top of the calendar.
Senator Everest has moved that House Bill 1258 be moved to the top of the calendar, and there's been a second. All those in favor of the Everest motion to move House Bill 1258 to the top of the calendar say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
House Bill 1258, an act to establish a tuition reimbursement program for nurses.
House Bill 1258, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, thank you, Majority Leader Everest, for moving House Bill 1258 up to follow 1296, which I think is a logical extension of the complexity of the nursing shortage issue. We've laid the groundwork for the infrastructure, the training of faculty, and creating more nurse slots at our institutions. This is being done across the country. House Bill 1258 is designed to work with 1296 to answer the question of retention and getting nurses into our more critical access areas. There has been some discussion as to whether we, in fact, do have as bad a nursing shortage as might be portrayed. I can tell you sincerely that being in the healthcare field now, we run continual advertisements, and I can guarantee you we'll have 5 to 6 RN openings at any one given time. The interesting thing, I'll just hold the map up. If you look at the yellow counties, those are the areas where we have regional healthcare facilities. These areas are also experiencing a shortage of nurses. This bill, you know, honestly, I was hoping it would be a thoroughbred. As one of our lobbyists said, it's a mouse now, but we hope it eventually roars. We're having tough times with the budget. We understand that. It uses $150,000 of money that we currently have with federal critical access hospital funds, and the Department of Health will reallocate that. Very briefly, we have 83% of our employers are reporting vacancies. More than one-third of South Dakota RNs will be able to retire in the next 10 years. This program is modeled after the existing physician and mid-level tuition reimbursement program. Section 1 establishes the reimbursement program. They will have to practice in-state for a full 2 years. There will never be, at this particular juncture, any more than 60 nurses in the program at any one time. Section 2 defines what the healthcare facility is and provides the Department of Health with rulemaking authority to establish the criteria necessary to evaluate each facility's need for nurses. Section 3 establishes the amount of reimbursement of $5,000 per nurse. Section 4 is where the match comes in communities with 2,500 or less, they would be expected to reimburse at 25% of the tuition. And communities 2,500 or more, it would be 50% of the tuition. The state's portion, again, will come out of the $150,000 section of the federal critical access funds. Section 5 allows cities and municipalities also to participate in the tuition reimbursement arena. And Section 6 requires the reimbursement agreements to be on file and approved by the Secretary of Health. And Section 7 prohibits a nurse from the tuition or from participating in this program if they're participating in or have participated in any state or federal tuition reimbursement or loan forgiveness program. I think it's an important step. I would look forward to in future years seeing this grow, and I would be happy to stand by for any questions, and I'd urge your support of 1258. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1258? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1258. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say nay, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Boag?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake, Duxbury, Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin. Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Steggers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Dennard.
Aye.
Senator Drake.
Aye.
Senator Duxbury.
Aye.
Senator Koskin. Koskin. Simmons. Bitter. Senator Bitter. Mr. President, ayes 29, nays 2, excused 4.
House Bill 1258, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.